Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we fall and rise, fighting for all our life. All of my chances not right, cause we not perfect, we have flaws and we not cry. You can call it sacrifice, man just wants the mama knife. One gang to kids them not the ghetto, life is a fucking paradise. Man with a love I care for drive. Yo, that shoes they are on my side. I'm my brother shoes, that's how we do it now, I cheer. Cause we still have to survive.
JP has just cut the lights out. We don't know how to turn on the fight. My future no rise up. Life just to ask me for sure my mind. We still central. Still central. Man, strip of my life whenever we go to the rough days by. We still central. Still
stay strong. Man, strength for my life, me never weak up when the rough days on, yeah.
Bit too young to make a change, so me used to wish to move my peeps, I'm out the ghetto, every youth for rich. Another night without the food, dog me used to this. And we don't fight and we don't lose, but me not new to this. Mommy, when I couldn't find the money, cool with it. So you got me must fire out, with a pool in it. Yeah, if you're not busy, give me few minutes. Protect me, eh? But my God, me have to move with it. Cause I'm a band, me never band with one spoon in it. My friend them gone and them a some grave them soon dig it. More time we coulda find lunch money. Then I'm not sure when school finish. We still stay strong. Still stay strong. Man, swear for my life, me never wake up when the rough days high. We still stay strong.
Man, stay for my life, me never weak up when you're rough days on, yeah.
We still stay strong. Still stay strong. Man, stay for my life, me never weak up when you're rough days on. We still stay strong. Still stay strong.
Man, stay for my life, me never weak up when you're rough days on, yeah.
Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. He knows more than you can imagine.
At last. Welcome, Neo. As you no doubt have guessed, I am Morpheus.
It's an honor to meet you.
No. The honor is mine. Please, come, sit. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole,
You could say that.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neil?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Peace, y'all. What's poppin'? Let me open the chat. What's good, y'all? I'm live on the gram, too. I'm gonna do a quick show. I'm not even gonna take too long. I'm a little bit out of it, to be honest with you. So it's going to be a short show. So what I decided to do was revisit some stuff I saw come out this week. Peace out there. Peace, peace, peace. And one of the things I saw is like there's a shift in terms of the information, I think. People are starting to become awake, woke, whatever you want to call it. Fractions in terms of teachings or gurus are under scrutiny. And people are starting to become aware of a lot of the falsehoods that's been taught, which was part of my mission, excuse me, when I started this is the whole thing. So my responsibility was to address the fact that we are, as a people, doing good business, and it's ironic, a year later, we're still in the same boat. We have people who are constantly trying to get over on somebody. But what I realized over the last few months is, like, the jig is up. A lot of people are seeing these individuals who they are. They're seeing the information for what it is. So I'm going to kind of add to that tonight. I don't want to, you know, pick on anyone in particular. I feel like at the end of the day, it's really everybody, you know. It's not just one person. But as I'm kind of reflecting on my experience this past, I don't know if y'all can hear me on the live, so yeah, y'all can hear me, I hope. But in any instance, I've been reflecting, and I realized that a lot of these people, to be honest with you, have had their time. You know, it's run its course. People are fully aware of just what's going on. So my week was interesting. I started a live on Tuesday. I deleted it because I didn't like the words that I used. So I wanted to take a different approach. So one of the things I wanted to mention was, like, we're starting to see a lot of so-called hoodles, like, just stand still. There's no action. There's no movement. And what's ironic is the few that are left are, you know, trying to hold on for dear life. And we'll do anything, you know, to distract people from good information. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to take 40 minutes and I'm going to do some information. And I'm going to get off of here because I don't know what's going on, but yeah, I'm really not feeling my best. So let's jump into it. One of the things I like to do is always go back to this authentication thing. I seen a brother being called out for committing fraud towards the people as it relates to teaching this information. So I'm going to go over it again just to try to help people understand just exactly what's going on. And as I'm thinking about this, I'm reminded of a situation where someone, you know, said something that I didn't necessarily appreciate. But what happened was they kind of, what's the word, mailed me, DM'd me, whatever, they messaged me on IG a foolish message because I make comments on a particular process. So I'm going to go over it again. We're just talking about authentication. I'm not going far. I just want to help y'all yet again. So for those that are woke and for those that are gravitating to the information, here's what it is. So on your authenticated birth certificate, you have a certificate that comes from the Department of State. And I'm going to read that portion to you just so you can understand it. So this is what it says. To all to whom these presents shall come, greetings. All right. I certify that the document hereunto annexed is under the seal of the state of, in this instance, New Jersey, and that such seals are entitled to full faith and credit. So one day I had a show last year sometime, and I had this moose send me a message. And the message was, I'm going to pull it up and I'm going to read it to you. They just pulled up the definition for this thing here, and it was full faith and credit, right? And the definition that they chose to use came from a particular perspective. So I'm going to read that perspective to you. Again, I'm not going to be long. I'm not feeling the greatest, so hopefully y'all can hear me. I apologize if y'all can't. I'm just not feeling my greatest. And if you have questions, make sure you tap into Blog Talk. The number is 563-999-3458. And you can press 1 to get your questions answered. So I'm talking about full faith and credit tonight. So let's go over it. So what is full faith and credit? Full faith and credit is a phrase used to describe one entity's unconditional guarantee or commitment to back the interest and principal of another entity's debt, right? We're talking about money now. This is what the message they wanted me to receive, right? I said that the full faith and credit described, let me be clear, on the authenticated copy of the BC is not one and the same as this. And my aim tonight is to prove that to you. And how do we... Oh, the number? Yeah, most definitely. Peace. Give me a second here. The number is 563-999-3458. You call and press 1. All right. Thank you for putting it in the chat. Appreciate that. So what I'm describing is, you know, people are talking about full faith and credit as it relates to debt and validation of obligations and, you know, everything to do with treasury. But what I'm saying is that's not the case. The case is that they're talking about two different type of full faith and credit. And like I said, I'm going to prove it to you. I've done this a million times over. But I think a lot of y'all keep missing it. So let me try to help you. The full faith and credit commitment is typically employed by a government to help lower borrowing costs of a smaller, less stable government or of a government-sponsored agency. Now, here's the key. Here's what they want you to understand. Full faith and credit is an unsecured method of backing debt based on trust and reputation, right? This is what y'all are saying, full faith and credit. Governments offer issue bonds backed only by their ability to collect taxes and other revenues in the future. Because governments theoretically have the unlimited and lawful capacity to collect revenue, these bonds are often considered low risk and thus carry lower yields. All right, let me go into it. Understanding full faith and credit. I'm not going to read all of this. I just want to tap in. For a lot of y'all don't get this, and it's okay. But here it is. Full faith and credit refers to the full borrowing power, right, of a government that pledges to fulfill its payment obligation in a timely manner. The U.S. Treasury issues bills, notes, and bonds as a means of borrowing money from the public to fund the government's capital projects. Y'all need to read through this. All right. These securities require that interest payments be made to the lenders and investors periodically. On the maturity date, bondholders expect full repayment of the face value of the securities, which you should too. To encourage investors to purchase the debt issues, the treasuries are backed by the full faith and credit of the government, providing assurance to fixed income investors that the expected interest payments and principal repayments will be made regardless of the economic situation. All right. Because treasury securities are backed by full faith and credit of the government, see, they're talking about treasury security. And everyone assumes that this BC, when it becomes authenticated, is captured in some way, shape, or form in that light. But let me read the law. After they put full faith and credit, they have a period and then they have an asterisk. So it's something you have to pay attention to. So the asterisk, for that part, they put a bold statement. I guess in bold writing. So here's what they say. For the contents of the annex documents, the department assumes no responsibility. This certificate is not valid if it is removed or altered in any way whatsoever. So this. If they're going to tell you that at the end of the day, they're not responsible for any of this information that's being authenticated, and you're going to claim that you have full faith and credit let's go to some laws, right? Because I'm just looking at definition like this. So a lot of people need to see laws and need to understand it. Now, here's what bothers me. I've been saying it for over a year, that authenticating the BC is pointless. I've been very candid about the fact that you are being misled. And if you could just take 2 seconds and do your own research, you would see for yourself. But no, y'all want, you know, me to do it. So I'm going to do it. So here we go. Let's see what I can come up with. Let's start here. Yep, let's start here. All right, let's see what the general parts of this law say. All right, let's see this first and then we back out. All right, nope, I don't want that. Give me a second. I'm trying to get to exact information. Excuse me. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find, I don't want to read about authentication again. I've read that particular section a million times over. Let's see if this might have something. I'm not great with these codes. I've never been great with these codes. But just bear with me. There's a method to my madness. All right. So I'm trying to find information that... nope. Give me a second here. 92. Where's 92? Okay. So this is what it is. All right. My bad. All right. So... All right, I'm looking under these codes to find full faith and credit. And I'm not great at these codes, as I already stated, but I do have the law up, so I don't have to search for that. All right. This shit is going to frustrate me because I'm not seeing it. It could, no. They go through the whole procedure. Yeah, it is authentication, isn't it? All right. So the authentication piece is a portion of it. So let's just look at it. An authentication is certification of the genuineness of the official character, i.e. signature and seal or position of a foreign official. It is an act done with the intention of causing a document which has been executed or issued in one jurisdiction to be recognized in another jurisdiction. Pay attention. Documents which may require authentication include legal instruments notarized by foreign notaries or other officials and copies of public records such as birth, death, and marriage certificates issued by a foreign records keeper. All right, cool. So I started there. Let's see. We're looking for authentication, meaning full faith and credit. So, all right, let's see what they say here. The form of a certificate of authentication depends on the statutory requirements of the jurisdiction where the authenticated document will be used. First and foremost, that's the issue. Y'all don't use it for what y'all say y'all want to use it for. In any instance. Before authenticating a document for use in a state or territory of the United States, the consular officer should consult the pertinent law digest to ascertain what specific requirements must be met, or he should be guided by any special information he may receive from the attorney or other person requesting the document with regard to the applicable statutory requirements. Statutory requirements. right, so let's keep going. If no provisions relating to authentications can be found in a particular state or territorial law, digest, and in the absence of any special information from the attorney or other person requesting the document, the absence of any special information from the attorney, thank you, by the way, for the comment, or other person requesting the document, the officer should prepare the certificate of authentication in the form which seems best suited to the needs of the case. When in its opinion, the circumstances seem to warrant, and always in connection with certificates of marriages or divorce decrees, a counsel officer should include in the body of the certificate of authentication a qualifying statement regarding reading as follows. For the contents of the annexed document, I assume no responsibility. Now they use I. Pay attention. Let's see. I don't know where they put this. Let's see. I'm going to keep going. I'm looking for full faith and credit in one of these sections here. I haven't seen it yet. All right. So when it comes to a copy of a foreign public document intended to be used as evidence within the jurisdiction of the federal government of the United States, must be authenticated in accordance with, as they're telling you right here, the provision of federal law provides that a copy of any foreign document of record or on file in a public office of a foreign country or political subdivision thereof is certified by the lawful custodian thereof, may be admitted in evidence. What is it? It's just evidence. When authenticated by a certificate of the United States consular officer resident in the foreign country under the seal of the office. All right. So the consular officer's certificate should indicate the copy has been certified by the lawful custodian. Let's see what else it says. In absence of the consular, I don't care about that. They talking about you can get your shit down in Rome, Italy. I didn't even know that. That's crazy. I don't even want to get into that. All right. We don't want to extradite nobody. What's the... Let's see. Recording. These people hide all of this shit. This is the cold, y'all. This is why I hate colds, man. They're talking about recordings. Pay fees. Let me try something else. Yeah, I just Googled that shit. Let me see what they say. I don't know if this is what I need, but... I'm not saying that. I'm not searching all these codes, y'all. I'm trying to just get to the information rather quickly. I'm going to read the law to y'all in a second. All right. That's that, but that's not what I'm seeing. They're talking about bonds. All right, this might look a little bit better. But it still doesn't fucking say it. All right, let's see. The act of the legislature of any state, territory, or possession of the United States or copies thereof shall be authenticated by affixing the seal of such state, territory, or possession thereto. The records and judicial proceedings, listen, y'all, let me slow down. Here they're saying it, but they're not giving me the code. They're not going to say full faith and credit, but let's just listen. The records and judicial proceedings of any court of any such state,
territory or possession or copies thereof shall be proved or admitted. This is the full faith and credit. It's proved or admitted in the courts within the United States and its territories in possession by the attestation of the clerk and seal of the court annexed. And if a seal exists there, together with a certificate of a judge of the court that the said attestation is in proper form. So this is what they're saying. Such acts, records, and judicial proceedings or copies thereof, so authenticated, shall have the same full faith and credit in every court within the United States and its territories and possessions as they have by law or usage in the courts of such. I need to probably read this to y'all like three more times, but this shit here is 28 U.S.C. 1738. I don't know codes. I don't. For those that are not woke, y'all are claiming information that is incorrect, and when you all get misled, locked up, y'all want to blame the so-called gurus. Have any of y'all ever stopped at any point to just look up the laws that they provided on your certificate of authentication? Like, I'm tired of doing it. I go through this every other month for y'all, right? And that's not even the law. That is the code. And the code came from a law. Like, y'all got to stop using this flawed information thinking that it's going to provide remedy. It's like I hear people tell people, oh, if you got to call into a guru every week, I see y'all now. Peace, 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 everybody in the chat. I'm back on if y'all can hear me. But if you got to run to a guru, nope, y'all can't hear me. Now y'all can hear me. If you got to run to a guru every 2 minutes, you got a problem. Or if you got to go to a guru every time you face a certain particular case, the reality is this. You don't know what you're doing. So I ask the question, is it easier to have somebody constantly pulling you in to give you some guidance to a particular process that they themselves may or may not have executed? And I'll talk about some. Some of the biggest processes out here is one being like the name change. I talked about it, but I cut the show because I said some stuff I didn't like, so I took it off. But let's talk about the name change as an example. I'm going to come back to the law, I promise. But with the name change, here's the reality. You being a private, I don't even want to call you nothing, in your private capacity, you're going and asking someone permission to afford you the opportunity to change your name. But, like, think about that. Are you a child? When's the last time you needed to ask permission for something after you turn 18? When's the last time you did that? And y'all all have parents, I assume, right? Or loved ones, or people that y'all look up to. When's the last time y'all asked someone for permission? A lot of y'all have kids. When's the last time you asked someone if it was okay for you to go do that? So why do you think it appropriate to go into these buildings to do that? If someone is teaching you to fill out a document, a court document, and pay the fees, you are being misled. I don't care if they tell you not to add that name to certain other documents. Here's the reality. You don't even have to add it. The powers to be will do it for you. And this is not me speaking from a perspective of guessing. This is literally what I know. So what I've discovered is it is easier for you all to put a stop to these cases up front. And I'll give you all a treat for free because don't say I don't give y'all nothing. You have people teaching you, and here's where you're wrong. They tell you to take the contract. Let's say you get a ticket. Should I even go into this shit? Yeah, but, all right, let me read the comment real quick. It says, I'm new, and I'm not feeling this guy if he's giving wrong information. That's how people get hurt. But how do you know the information is wrong until you've been led astray? That's the first part. Now, here you're saying it's nutty because people got real-life problem or real-life stuff going on and want a charge or change, excuse me. The challenge with that is this. Y'all don't get it. Y'all wait until y'all have an issue to then, you can call back in. I think you had a question because I wanted to take your question. You can call back in. I'm back live so I can take your question. Or whoever had questions. I know it was you, I think, at first. But in any instance, if y'all are going to be stuck in your ways, right, where you're going to be reactive and not proactive, then you're constantly going to have to call someone, do a consultation, pay some money to get the remedy that you're looking for. And then oftentimes these people can't give you the remedy. Like, I can't tell y'all how much people are failing y'all. Like, I'm telling you, here's what I know for a fact. You change your name, right? You don't add that name to your Social Security is what I've been heard or what I've heard. You don't add that name to your BC. I get it, right? Oh, yeah, the BC, there's something to be done to the BC. It's just not authentication. You need a certificate of title for it. And I want to be able to prove that, but, you know, I only do that in the private. So in any instance, I'm going to do that again for the folks that are on the platform Saturday just to put it in y'all brain again that, you know, these people continue to try to make it difficult for y'all, but the law is the law. So here's the reality. You change your name, you don't do anything to put it in their jurisdiction. But this is what they do. Something happens. They pull both those names into their jurisdiction, both the old name and the new name. And there's a style and a caption that they use to signify that. I have proof of that. I can, you know, so that's not neither here nor there. Also have proof of, you know, their ability to tap into your estate, which a lot of people don't even understand the concept of that. So let me pause and I'll come back to that in 1 second. Yeah, you want to get a certificate of title, not authentication. That's all I'm saying. You want to secure the BC. Yes, that's absolutely correct, right? You don't own it. You've been using a name that is fraudulently being used. So all your life, you've been committing fraud. At the age of 18, you were supposed to make those changes, right? On your 18th birthday, Minnesota Rule 220 captures all of that for you if you understand it. But people try to execute Minnesota Rule 220 in the wrong way, and I don't have time to go into that right this second, so forgive me. But you can read Minnesota Rule 220 for yourself or go over one of the shows that I've done on here. I think I have a couple that still have that information up. So here's the law. This is what I want y'all to understand. What they did is they prescribed the mode in which the public acts, records, and judicial proceedings. What are they talking about? Public acts, records of court, and judicial proceedings. Let me repeat it. Right? Public acts, records, judicial proceedings. Now, what should BC fall under? It's a record. Hello? You consider it's a registration, but fair sense. Public acts, records, and judicial proceedings in each state shall be authenticated so as to take effect in every other state. So when they say authenticate, they're saying here that when you authenticate something, and not everything needs to be authenticated, a birth certificate is already authenticated. People don't gravitate to that. They're still a little bit slow on the uptake, but that's the reality. It's described in their code. Again, go back in some of the chats. What is it, y'all? Rule 902 or 906? I think it's 902, whatever. Self-authenticated documents. You can look at there, right? But here's the law where they get the statutes from. This is what the law says. That the acts of legislature, which I just read, but this is the original, of the several states shall be authenticated by having the seals of their respective states affixed thereto. So if you're like me, right, and you took on this idea that, yay, we were being taught correctly, and you have a naturalization certificate, and you have a Form BC, and you take both these documents through the authentication process. One document comes back with the language full faith and credit. One document comes back without the language of full faith and credit. Can you guess which one served which purpose? I'll help you. The one that was issued by the Department of State is considered to have full faith and credit because there is a seal by that department attached to my document. You get it yet? So on the flip side, the one that is not their document, that is a foreign document, is not getting full faith and credit. So it doesn't get received, and I had to learn this the hard way. Can't tell you how many times I took copies of my authenticated learning certificate and I put it into a fucking case and they just blew right past it. My shit is not entitled to be evidence. It's not fucking evidence. I just have to learn that the hard way. See what I'm trying to tell you? Neither here nor there. So this is what it says. That the acts of the legislature of the several states shall be authenticated by having the seal. It's authenticated once you have a seal on it of their states affixed thereto. That the records and judicial proceedings, now records and judicial proceedings, BC, marriage certificate, motherfucking death certificate, you name it, all this information of the several states shall be, proceedings of the courts of any state shall be proved or admitted. See? Official law in any other court within the United States. Actually, this reads just like the fucking code. By the attestation of the clerk and the seal of the court annexed. If there be a seal together with a certificate, and this one is a more expansive, judge, chief justice, or presiding magistrate, they're all magistrate, and the magistrate is a notary. None of these people are really judges, and it can't be any fucking. As the case may be, that the said attestation is in due form, and the said recordings and judicial proceedings authenticated as aforesaid shall have such full faith and credit given to them in every court within the United States as they have by law or usage in the courts of the states when from whence the said records are or shall be taken. So all they're saying is at the end of the day, right, if you put something out and it's on the record, it's admitted or proved to be as evidence for you to, you know, disseminate in any other court, in any other jurisdiction in the U.S., right? So let me explain to you all why this is all important. Y'all think that you're entitled to money because they say full faith and credit on the document. You will not get to your funds if you do not follow the law. Yes, you have funds to obtain, but it's not set like that. And it's going to come from your ability to manage your affairs. And a lot of y'all can't do that. So here's what I'm suggesting. Stop listening to people that are telling y'all, gear up and do all this strategic stuff to go into court. Court is on paper. You can't win when you go into their building as often as you would like because a lot of y'all lack the mental capacity to do the things that you need to do. So I encourage you to stop going into their buildings. I encourage you to dismiss, not by taking up, I was going to describe that earlier, y'all are taught, take a fucking police document or ticket or citation and write all over that shit. The instances you do that, you dumb, excuse me, you smart person, you've now engaged in the contract. So that's on you. You know what I mean? So you might not think that you're doing that because you're telling them. Tell them. They hear you. But they not hearing what you want them to hear. I just want you to be aware of that. So I'm over it. You know, what I want y'all to do is learn to separate yourself from the name. That name change, and I'm going to do a webinar hopefully on that shortly. I'm not necessarily going to meet my timeline that I wanted to do. But y'all got to get to that stage of, yo, that's not me.
right? And the quicker you can do that, well, you know, what you can do, I can't say that name, right? What you can do is, as far as, like, studying, is, you know, go back to Blog Talk. I gave you the number. It's Law Life Academy on there. And you can listen to some of the old shows from, like, last year. I haven't been consistent. I'm not too big on sharing a lot of information in the public, and I get a lot of flack for it, but I don't care. It's just my style or preference. But you'll get enough information if you just go back and listen. And that'll give you some pointers where to start studying. You can also join our platform if you so choose. It's lawlifeacademy.com, or you can go on to IG, and the link is in the bio. That's such a headache. I think I'm going to stop, y'all, because I'm really not feeling my greatest. For those that want to chop up the information that we just, I shared something with a couple of y'all, because it's some gurus who people are starting to wake up to, and they're starting to see the pattern of their behavior. They're starting to see that these people aren't here to help you. And at the end of the day, they're realizing that the interpretation that these people are providing are incorrect. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a lot of gurus out here that have gone missing. That's one thing. I don't give a shit how I say it. They've gone missing. So that's a problem. Fractions or the teams or the whole community of, you know, certain platforms have been dismantled. Oh, you're on the radio. Let me grab your question if you're wanting to ask a question. All right. You cut me off in my mid-ramble, but let's go.
Fractions.
Don't ask me no bullshit. I just said it on the air. What's up? What you got for me?
Mental.
Hello?
Oh, you on the radio? Let me grab your question.
Hello?
Ask the question.
267-721.
But let's go.
My bad, bro.
267-721. Hello?
What's up? What you got for me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
267-721.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got a delay. There's a slight delay.
721.
Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, there's a slight delay, bro.
Oh, my bad, bro. I'll keep saying the same thing. My bad, bro. Oh, yeah, look, bro, I'm new, so, like, I'm probably going to ask something that you probably already went over, bro. I ain't going to lie to you, you feel me? I'm new, bro.
You go for it.
All right, I appreciate it, too. And you know what? I heard this radio before. Do you do something with Jonah Bay? I heard Blog Talk, but he was on there and shit. So I kind of heard. I've been trying to study, bro. I've been trying to learn. That's, you know what I mean? But that's why I heard Blog Talk before, so I knew it sounded familiar and shit. Feel me? But I was trying to understand, do I have to do a name change, or can I use the same name and do the declaration, the trust under declaration with the same name, or do I got to go to court and change the name? Because I'm learning, so I'm all over the place, bro, to be honest.
All right, it's 6 minutes left on the call, right? It's going to hang up. So let me answer your question real quick, right? So you oversee it. It's what you need to
oversee. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Okay. When you were born, and I told this story a million times, your mom intended for you to get that name. But because she abandoned property, that property was captured. And that property was given the name. So it's the same story of Esau and Jacob. If you go in the Bible, you'll see that the second born stole the birthright of the firstborn. So in this instance, you had a twin. You had a twin. Your twin was the placenta. Your mama left the placenta behind, and they gave that name to the fucking placenta. So you've been operating in fraud your entire life. And don't just take my word for it. Go look up the definition of minor in the IRS manual, and it will say that the minor is a decedent estate, not a descendant, a dead man estate. Decedent is a dead man. So it will tell you that all your life you've been operating
as a dead man's estate. And what the law required you to do was at the age of 18, and that's why I said if you study Minnesota Rule 220, it's going to share with you that they would have made everything retroactive back to your birth date of 18 years old, right? So what they said is if you at 17 going on 18 would have made some changes, like change your name, right? You would have gotten rid of your training wheels and taken on your new identity. So what I'm saying to you is you cannot continue to use the name because you have no ownership or autonomy over it. And they've been using that against you. Here's how I'm going to prove it to you. When you get tickets or when you get court documents, it's typically two formats that they use. They either use that all caps where they run it straightforward with some alteration. They might give you a middle initial and all of this shit. You know how it goes. But they will definitely send you a court document using a last name first with a comma and then the first name and middle name, right? That's how they send these documents to you. Those are the two entities that they own. So anyone that teaches you that your true self is last name, comma, first name, middle is lying to you. So what's the easiest thing to do, my brother? Change your fucking name. Don't do a abbreviation. Don't keep a part of it. Let me tell you something. I'm not part of the Morris Science Temple, but I give them credit. When they say change your fucking name, niggas end up with shit like chicken feet. You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas change their name, bro. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just keeping it real, right? So you went from
bro, you good. You good.
Huh?
I said you good, bro. I understand that language. That's how I understand this shit anyway, bro. I understand exactly what you're saying to me right now.
Yeah. I already know. I'm just rapping with you. I don't know if I got a delay or not. So we caught up right now. But it's all good. I'm trying to explain it to you, though. You get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, you want to separate yourself. And I promise you, let me explain my experiences. I have never, ever, ever gotten any court documents, citations, or any fucking thing in Dombey. Never fucking once. You want to know why? Because all the identifications provided, see, there's a timestamp that you all cannot lie about. Here's your timestamp. Your timestamp is your date of birth. You can't fucking say you're younger or older. That's fraud, right? So your timestamp never changes.
Right.
And this is what happens. What happens now is they're going to take your timestamp, and when they plug that into the system, guess what? Your fucking picture going to pop up. Right? That's what happens. So, you know, if you've surrendered your license, they're going to have in their system, you know, that you should have surrendered. But as long as you have identification for a different fucking name, they can't do nothing to you. Hopefully that answers your question. I'll try to give you a long-winded answer to try to go as in-depth as possible. We got 2 minutes. I don't know if you have a follow-up.
I ain't doing no complaining, bro. I appreciate it. You hear me? I just want to understand because I've been following and studying this shit, and I know, you know, the person that I learned from a little bit, I do understand the all caps name. You told me to get a court order, get my name changed. My thing is,
I'm saying don't fucking go into the building and change your name. I'm saying don't do that.
Okay. I'm listening.
I'm telling you not to carry a fucking passport. Everybody that tells you to go get a passport, they're defrauding you. I am different. Every fucking thing they told you to do, like authentication, I'm against it, and I can show you proof in the book. And on that note, the show is about to end. If you want to, you can type your questions in. I'll run a little bit longer on the IG because I'm not going to do anything else on here. But I'll run a little bit longer if y'all want to type in questions, I answer them shit. You get what I'm saying? I appreciate talking to you, bro. It was a pleasure meeting you, man.
No,
all right?
Appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Say no more. Peace. So what I'm trying to say is the show's about to cut off. I'm going to just let it run its course, and then I'll do a couple more minutes, and I get off of here. Listen, y'all. Stop listening to these people. Like, just stop. Don't go into their buildings. Don't go run these fucking codes that they're telling y'all. Apply the laws. And the laws, I ain't even gonna listen to you. The laws are very specific.